There have been cases of spontaneous human combustion. Kabir laughed one hum and touched his cheek. That always turns out to be nothing. Some old person or drunk or drunk old person falls asleep smoking. They die without noticing they've died. After they've smoldered a while, fat starts to drip out. They burn like a candle then, like an oil lamp. What about the water then? I guess it's like the water in a green stick of wood. If it's hot enough, the wood burns anyhow. He scratched his head. But this was nothing like that. They didn't smolder or anything. They just ignited, like they were made out of gunpowder. Norman sat straight up. Oh, hell, it's obvious. Enlighten me. It's a police weapon. They knew you were... No, hold it. We don't have anything remotely like that. Not that you know of, but let me finish. If the whole story came out, if any one of those three lived, there would be hell to pay. A homosexual policeman, a faggot's wife bribing a cop, the mafia involved. Hell, they'd use atomic weapons to keep that under wraps. But nobody knows. It's buried so deep. Willie Joe found out. Kabil shook his head, hard. If the department knew, I'd have been eased out a long time ago. Believe me, I've seen it happen. We use administrative procedures long before we resort to supernatural weapons. You once told me there was no such thing as supernatural. If something happened, it was part of Allah's design and therefore natural. Touché. And mystery is part of that design. He shook his head, smiling at the thought. So, think of this as a murder mystery. Weapon, motive, opportunity. The weapon, table that. Except to note that the person using it probably knew he was in no danger from his targets once he pulled the trigger. The motive? Well, Capra probably has more people in this town willing to kill him than anyone else, but the mayor. Right now, you're the prime suspect, but I'm the only one who knows that. And if you say you didn't do it, that's enough for me. Who else? Did Rory know you were headed for a meeting with Capra? No. I didn't want to involve her. Jesus, it was Pepe. Besides, she was on camera all afternoon. Perfect alibi. And nobody else knew. No, of course not, he lied. Could Pepe's research have some kind of weapons application? Something developed from those gamma ray bursters? Norman didn't know much about it. Maybe a burst of gamma rays could catch someone on fire. So what about opportunity? Usually linked to motive and weapon. If this is just a criminals killing criminals thing, the timing of it has to be explained. Because it's so propitious? He nodded. And risky. In broad daylight, in a neighborhood full of criminal activity, someone sneaks around behind a house, breaks a window, and kills three people inside, setting the house on fire, and walks away. There will have been witnesses. Most likely, but not models of good citizenship. And they probably don't want to get on the wrong side of whoever did this. Would you? But wait, there's going to be a record of your having come to my house and catching this guy solo. Willie Joe's right-hand man. Then you wind up in a house with both of them dead. True. Except as far as I know, there's nothing in the police records linking the two. That would have been a real red flag. He was ID'd as an out-of-towner. He breathed out, a loud puff. We may get lucky. That fire was so intense it probably didn't leave anything useful, DNA or skeletal remains. Which might in itself be suspicious. It happens. They had all kinds of weapons in the war that made it impossible to identify remains. Usually intense heat and chemical action. He tapped his lower teeth with a thumbnail. It's an angle. A possible angle. That someone in the military wanted to get rid of Capra? Or someone with access to sophisticated weapons? I mean, suppose I just tell the truth. The part of it having to do with the weapon. Make the military connection if no one else does. But then what puts you there watching it all, tied to a chair? Why did he kidnap you? I've already got that part worked out. Fortunately, my partner and I are part of an observation team tracking drug distribution. Designer drugs, inside the city limits. Capra was in it up to his elbows. I already told the patrolman at the hospital that's what happened. They'd followed me home and snatched me, and once it was dark they planned to kill me in a dramatic way. That much is true. But it wasn't for being on the drug task force. Yeah, Norman touched his hand. Sorry I got you into all this. He said something in Arabic. What will be, will be. This is not something either of us had any say in. And the evil are punished for a change. Funny attitude for a cop. He smiled and nodded. You better get back. I'll be in touch if anything happens. Norman couldn't think of anything to say that wasn't a variant of, I hope I don't hear from you. So he just shook hands and headed back toward the house. Should he confront Pepe with what he knew, or just leave well enough alone? Curiosity versus gratitude, with a sprinkling of fear.